Hi, this is Donovan, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Coming up next is Ecologic at 6 a.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on promoting the earth, telling where we gonna plant our seed, it makes me wanna cry. For the children, we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
Good morning. Glad you can join us for Ecologic at 6 a.m. Clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is Ecologic at 6 a.m. for December 3rd, 2022.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
This was a new time for us. We were moved from 2:30 p.m. Fridays, and so we'll bring you a different kind of show. Ecologic is known to cover important environmental news, information, and solutions-oriented things you can do, as well as our Celebration of Nature series. For Ecologic at 6 a.m., we'd rather not jar you with the atrocities of climate chaos first thing in the morning.
What you're hearing now is pre-recorded. But we'll go live about 6:20, and we'll be taking your calls to hear what you have to say about the environment at this time of day.
Ecologic has been on WBAI for 20 years at various time slots, daytime and weekday evenings. We're starting something new with an early morning weekend time. We know many of our regular listeners will be joining us via the archives, which can be found on www.ecoradio.org and wbai.org/archive. Check the archives for samples of shows we have done in the past.
We are part of an ecologic collective of environmental activists and experts who bring ideas for shows and sometimes join us on air. I am Donna Stein. I am president of New York City Friends of Clearwater and on the board of directors of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. I have been a grassroots activist for decades with a focus on the environment, anti-war, and human rights issues. Another passion of mine is kayaking, every chance I get, especially kayaktivism. Unfortunately, I will not be able to join us live on Saturday mornings.
I'm Sally Gellert, your New Jersey co-host. I am a member of Radical Elders, InterOccupy, and Democracy Watch News, and a longtime environmentalist. I'm a co-chairperson of the Unitarian Universalist for a Just Economic Community. I have been working with the Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition since 2011. I'm now part of the National Radioactive Waste Coalition. I see myself as a connector of groups working on diverse issues.
I'm Ken Gale. I started Ecologic in 2002. I've been an environmentalist most of my life. I started out as a birder and nature lover, still am, and have been a major part of a number of environmental successes I can be proud of, such as helping to stop uranium mining near New York City's Catskill Reservoirs and helping to get New York's commercial net metering law passed in 2008, which has saved thousands of megawatts of electricity, enough to power over a million homes in the first 10 years alone. I'm the author of Chernobyl on the Hudson, and also an eco-horror story and an anthology comic book. And I maintain Ecologic's website, www.ecoradio.org.
Let's start by talking about one of our intro songs. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Boy, is that ever true. Big Yellow Taxi is what you might have heard on a lot of our promo carts. It has such a strong message and a catchy guitar lick. Big Yellow Taxi is Joni Mitchell's call to action to prevent the damage we are doing to the environment. It refers to lack of human awareness. Only too late, we recognize the profligate destruction done to the environment. We value what we have in retrospect. Some people have covered the song and left out the environmental message in it, turning it into just another love song. Here's Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Oh no. So many of our public spaces are disappearing. We have done several shows on parks versus developers, and we'll do more. Stay with us to learn how to help combat overdevelopment.
In 1996, speaking to journalist Robert Hilburn, Joni Mitchell said this about writing the song. Quote, I wrote Big Yellow Taxi on my first trip to Hawaii. I took a taxi to the hotel, and when I woke up the next morning, I threw back the curtains and saw these beautiful green mountains in the distance. Then I looked down, and there was a parking lot as far as the eye could see, and it broke my heart. This blight on paradise. That's when I sat down and wrote the song. Almost 500 artists have covered it, and "You don't know what you've got till it's gone" is often used as a warning against overdevelopment, as is the specter of a tree museum. In 1994, Amy Grant covered the song, and she slightly changed the lyrics, reportedly at Joni Mitchell's request, updating the tree museum admission cost to $25 from the $1.50 of the 1970 original.
Celebration of nature shows are a regular feature of Ecologic. Here are some of our favorite nature experiences.
Kayaktivism, combining my two favorite things, kayaking and making a difference in saving this planet. This event was to bring attention to the Clean Water, Clean Air, and Green Jobs Bond Act. 50 years after the historic passage of the Clean Water Act, Sluk Clearwater, Riverkeeper, and other Hudson Valley advocacy organizations joined Scenic Hudson in Peekskill on November 1st, coming together to encourage voters to take historic action for clean water. Voting to pass the Clean Water, Clean Air, and Green Jobs Bond Act of 2022. And it was passed. The Environmental Bond Act empowers New York State to invest in projects to protect clean drinking water, upgrade critical infrastructure, conserve wildlife habitat, and increase access to public waterfronts, parks, and nature centers. Peekskill in autumn. It was a glorious day, kayaking in hills of autumn foliage combined with activism. Kayakers and paddleboarders added an important river connection as a backdrop to the important press conference. By the way, of interest, our Mercy Van Vleck organization, the Raging Grannies, started with kayaks against nuclear vessels in Vancouver Harbor in the Pacific Northwest.
I mentioned being a nature lover. Interactions with nature take on a multitude of forms. And here's one of the most interesting. My wife Mercy, my friend Arthur, and I spent several days in the 90s at Yellowstone National Park and Grand Tetons National Park looking at wildlife and scenery. Arthur specialized in scenery, while Mercy and I specialized in wildlife. After several days, we'd seen herds of bison and elk and a grizzly bear relatively close with the famous bear jam accompanying it. There were dozens of cars parked along the road. The bear seemed not to care that we were there. We saw a lot of female moose, one standing so close to the road as we drove by that I could see individual hairs on her. But we wanted to see a male with his rack of antlers. Mercy and I are birders. Sometimes the rangers at the visitor centers know where the best place is to go to see birds, and sometimes they don't. At a Grand Tetons visitor center, the ranger asked me what birds we wanted to see. I started with McGillivray's warbler to see her reaction and judge her knowledge base. We'd already had a ranger at Yellowstone send us to the wrong place. She said, matter-of-factly, that she could tell us where to look for one. So I knew I was talking to the right person and mentioned a few other birds I'd hoped to see, such as calliope hummingbird and pine grosbeak. She mentioned a place called Moose Lodge and gave us directions. The scenery Arthur wanted to see was elsewhere, so he dropped us off at Moose Lodge and drove off on the route she gave him. Moose Lodge, beautiful, ornate, large 19th century lodge made totally of wood with Art Deco patterns carved into the walls. Throughout the lodge were large tree trunks, at least 3 to 4 feet in diameter, with the bark stripped and the trunk shellacked and cut just above the first fork, with huge logs nestled in the forks being the beams that held up the ceiling and roof. We walked through the lodge to an outdoor second-story patio in the back that overlooked some of the most beautiful wetland scenery I've ever seen. There were some of the Grand Tetons against the horizon with a huge, gorgeous wetland stretching from the other side of an access road at the base of the patio to the mountains that were well over a mile away. The Grand Tetons are special partly because there's no foothills. You see flat land, then several huge, beautiful, snow-covered mountains in a row popping out from the land. And there, standing in the wetlands on the other side of the road, eating vegetation, was a male moose with a particularly huge rack of antlers. The tourists were ooing and eyeing and taking photographs from the second floor patio. Then the moose walked along the road, past the patio building beneath us, then into a ditch that started where the patio ended on our right and continued eating. We watched him for a little while, then decided to go outside to look for birds. The support for the patio was an extension of the lower floor of the lodge, so we were able to keep the building between us and the moose. no danger from a gigantic animal not liking us encroaching on his territory. We sat on the grass and surveyed the wetlands. After a few minutes, an elderly couple from Connecticut strolled by, walking in the direction of the moose. We warned them that a moose was around the bend. "We want to see a moose," the woman cheerfully told us. "He may not want to see you. We'll be careful." Minutes later, the couple returned. "We saw the moose. In fact, he's following us." Mercy and I got up immediately and walked down the road. We looked over our shoulders, and there was the moose, sauntering in our direction. That close, looking up at him instead of down at him from the second-story patio, he looked particularly huge, gigantic, and walking slowly in our direction. We walked away, slowly but surely, totally non-threatening. After a while, he stopped walking and started eating vegetation along the side of the road, about where he came out of the wetlands. We figured that meant we were far enough away and stopped walking and stared at him. Well, obviously we were not far enough away, and he started walking toward us again. So we turned around and continued walking down the road, and when the moose stopped, we kept going and looked at him with binoculars, which was okay by him. When Arthur arrived to pick us up, we yelled, "Moose!" And without stopping, he immediately drove into the parking lot. He took a dozen photos of the only male moose we saw on that trip. We never saw the target birds at Moose Lodge, but did see them at Moose Pond, which had still another female moose standing in it. Were we nervous being herded by the moose? Of course we were. But he wasn't being aggressive, just being the boss. And we knew we weren't giving him a reason to be aggressive. Being herded by a moose is still one of our favorite nature experiences. I'm Ken Gale.
Hey, Sally, I'll bet you have a nature story. What's yours?
Glad you asked. Back in 1985, I took a cross-country trip with a friend. I left on April 16th, the day after tax day. I was working for H&R Block that year. And I met Eleanor, who'd left a week or so earlier in St. Louis. Good tourists, we toured the Arch and ate fried ravioli, and then headed west. Our goal was San Francisco by April 27th for her cousin's wedding, so we had about 2 weeks to see some of the country. And we did. A Sharktooth Museum, Monument Rocks, and later Lake Mono and the Donner Pass. After San Francisco, Carmel, Monterey, and Santa Barbara on our way to Los Angeles. Then I flew to visit relatives in Albuquerque before heading home, while Eleanor completed the circuit via Texas in the southeast. I was an avid skier at the time. I still miss it, though I'm much more aware of the environmental issues. I'm glad that I'm enough out of shape to not test my values. We planned a half day in Arapahoe, and I rented skis for a beautiful morning on the slopes. My first time in the West, I was not about to miss a chance to ski the Rockies, something I had just one other opportunity to do 10 years later, when a skier friend and I spent a week reveling in Utah's fresh powder. Anyway, back in Colorado, I came in at lunchtime, prepared to plead for another couple of hours. It was my first time skiing the Rockies, and the powder was a great switch from icy East Coast skiing. Even then, I thought there had been fluffier snow when I was younger. Maybe memories improve with age? In any case, Eleanor was having a hard time with the altitude, and she was driving, so off the mountain we went. Our next stop was to be Grand Junction, Colorado, and along the way we saw a first aid station that was offering oxygen. "Do you want to stop?" I asked, feeling a bit responsible for her discomfort. Though she had been sedentary and I active, I had thrived, being in better shape and much thinner than I am today. "Yes," she said, and our stop there revived her for the rest of the drive. I remained a bit concerned, though, because we had scheduled a horseback trip into a canyon in Moab, Utah the next morning, which meant being up before sunrise for the two-hour, 100-mile drive to meet what I believe was an 8 o'clock horse. I mentally resigned myself to missing the adventure. Eleanor had never ridden before, and I already had had my playtime, no being greedy. But we set our alarms. We could decide in the morning. When we had woke, Eleanor felt better. After all, we were no longer at altitude, and was up for the trip. I really admired her gumption. I don't remember in which canyon we rode, but it was a gorgeous day in a very new environment. Red clay, evergreens, trickles of water in what would seasonally become a rushing stream. We were in a small group with a guide and rode for an hour or more into a canyon. I remember narrow passages, a landscape that reminded me of Western movies. I have some beautiful photos from our stop in the canyon. We saw some petroglyphs, as I remember, and all in all had a great morning. Shortly thereafter, we were headed to Las Vegas for an overnight stop. And even as two natives of the New York metropolitan area, we're curiously reluctant to enter a city after days in nature.
That was really cool, Sally. What do we have next, Ken?
Well, In doing a show like Ecologic, Donna, Sally, and I learn a lot of horrible things that corporations and governments are doing to the air, the water, and defenseless wildlife. So do most of our guests. We've asked many of them what keeps them going, knowing what they know. And one answer we hear a lot is the people you meet doing this work. It's so true. We meet many, many absolutely wonderful people who are fighting to protect Earth and every living thing on it. It's the last verse of Charlie King's song, Acres of Clams. He talks about the environmental issue that brought them together, what they're doing about it, and celebrates the people of the Clamshell Alliance, the Acres of Clams, in the song's title. Here's Charlie King's Acres of Clams.
I have lived all my life in this country. I love every flower and tree. I expect to live here till I'm 90. It's the nukes that must go and not me. It's the nukes that must go and not me, my friend. The nukes that must go and not me. I expect to live here till I'm 90. It's the nukes that must go and not me. I've swallowed enough radiation. It's time I was standing my ground. So I'm joining that grand occupation. We're shutting that power plant down. We're shutting that power plant down, my friends. We're shutting that power plant down. I'm joining that grand occupation. We're shutting that power plant down. Now Seabrook, New Hampshire's a swell town. It's there that we're taking our stand. Why sit home and wait for a meltdown? Come fight for your freedom and land. Come fight for your freedom and land, my friends. Come fight for your freedom and land. Why sit home and wait for a meltdown? Come fight for your freedom. Shams. So let's sing of our happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams. Surrounded by acres of clams, my friends. Surrounded by acres of clams. So let's sing of our happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams.
You're listening to Ecologic, WBAI's premier environmental show, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. With Ken Gale, I'm Sally Gellert. Charlie King will be performing this evening at the People's Voice Cafe and Judson's Church. Check the People's Voice website for tickets.
I know.
Ken, are you there?
Yes.
Ah. So tell us about Charlie King.
Charlie King will be performing this evening at Judson Church. Just check the People's Voice website for tickets. PeoplesVoiceCafe.org. And he's got a lot of wonderful songs. They're on YouTube. He's got a lot of CDs.
But live, he's just amazing. I love his songs. PeoplesVoiceCafe.org.
As you can tell, we're also now live, having a little echo issues, getting ready to take your phone calls. The number is 212-209-285-2877. That's 212-209-2877. Up-to-the-minute news is an important part of Ecologic.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yep, sorry about that. Up-to-the-minute news is an important part of Ecologic. We heard yesterday that the biggest fracker in Pennsylvania has agreed to pay for construction of a new drilling water system.
Yay, new drinking water.
Dimmick, Pennsylvania, a town highlighted in the film Gasland, which Josh Fox showed that their drinking water could be lit on fire. Cabot Oil and Gas, now called Coterra, after being made famous in that film, they had to change their name, pleaded no contest to criminal charges after reaching a partial settlement with some residents in 2012. The 2020 grand jury found that given the long-term indifference of the company, the violations were not merely technical, and concluded that criminal charges were appropriate.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro said, "Residents of Dimmick have waited far too long for the clean water Pennsylvania's Constitution is supposed to guarantee to all of us. It's great that Mr. Shapiro obliquely referred to Pennsylvania's Green Amendment. And New York should have similar successes, having passed a similar constitutional amendment. Pay attention, New Jersey. We need to be next." WBAI is different from other radio stations. We're independent community radio. We need you for Ecologic and WBAI to exist.
Ecologic and WBAI continue to offer you environmental news, information, and entertainment. Ecologic at 6 a.m. includes more music and listener calls, but fewer live interviews with experts. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
To support Ecologic and have it be a win-win, you can choose from our many premiums. Please go to ecologic.wbai.org to choose for yourself from our many options. We'll share samples of the CDs, DVDs, and books we have.
Ecologic has been on WBAI for 20 years. Boy, I feel like I'm at Occupy Wall Street. So we have covered lots of environmental topics. And some of our most popular shows have been made into DVDs and CDs that we offer as thank you gifts to our donors. Our DVDs include comparing grassroots and national organizing. That was a panel with four activists giving advantages and disadvantages of local versus national activism. It was a panel that seemed to have magic to it.
We offer a DVD with both the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater sailing up the Hudson and live music from a New York City Friends of Clearwater Water Festival.
Making solar happen in New York City
That's a 3 DVD set. With a panel of four expert solar installers telling us how to grow the solar industry in New York. It led to the commercial solar net metering law in New York State. This package includes an ecologic episode and an outside panel discussion with at least one person in common. The conversation continued after the show. Once they got going, they couldn't stop.
The film River That Harms, about uranium mining on Navajo lands and the Rio Puerco disaster, is newly timely, as the Department of Energy wants to move the country's radioactive waste to centralized storage in New Mexico and Texas, where local communities and even the governors are opposed.
Tomorrow, Sunday, December 4, at 3:30 p.m.
Ah, okay now.
Oh, the echo went away? Good. I really apologize for that. Anyway, tomorrow, Sunday, December 4, 3:30 p.m., a local premiere of Radioactive, the Women of Three Mile Island. And it's a part of the Dances with Films Festival at Union Square Regal Theater, 850 Broadway, New York. Filmmaker Heidi Huttner takes a different approach to the near meltdown that happened in Pennsylvania in 1979. It was actually a partial meltdown. Residents around Three Mile Island are still dealing with the radioactive waste that remains. Ecologic has been covering nuclear issues all along, from the dangers of nuclear power to the closing of Indian Point to the decommissioning activities after a nuke closes. Ecologic has become a go-to place for nuclear information not colored by the nuclear industry and its ads on commercial radio and TV from greenwashers and sellouts.
And that is why Ecologic needs listeners' support. That is why we all need to support Ecologic. And that is why we need to support WBAI. Please go to ecologic.wbai.org. Or call 212-209-2950 now.
Oh, boy. Really apologize for this technical difficulty. We also have, for you, a DVD of my Connect the Dots lecture that brings many issues together, connecting 9 different environmental topics. The first, Environment TV DVD by Charlie Olson and John Duffy.
Our DVDs are available with a donation of $40 per disc. Some of those are packages of multiple discs.
We have a variety of music CDs. The Ray Corona Band's Too Much Sunshine, The Raging Grannies with Pete Seeger at Clearwater, and an Indian Point song sample.
We also have a 4 CD set that includes five ecologic episodes. Drinking water plus bottled water, and the plastic it comes in, demystifying the electricity grid, health effects of indoor plants, plus 1 year after the BP oil spill, and fracking.
All of our CDs are yours for a donation of $35 per disc or $75 for the set. Some are singles, some are packages. Most of our premiums can be found on both ecologic.wbai.org and on give2wbai.org. So, go to ecologic.wbai.org, leave out the www, and donate in the name of Ecologic. We hope to become your favorite program.
Your donation gets you the premium and a one-year membership to WBAI. There are several packages. These are great for presents. You'll surely be the only person to give your friend or relative an exclusive environmental CD or DVD that is available only from WBAI and Ecologic. You can also become a sustaining member as a BAI buddy in the name of Ecologic. Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We look forward to being your Ecologic buddy.
If you prefer to mail a check for your membership and or premiums, the physical address is WBAI Radio, Attention Membership, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217. 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217.
When I am out driving and listening to random shows on BAI, I am impressed by the variety of voices and issues, the important subjects from our environmental focus to free speech, militarization, local politicians, music in a variety of styles, and from many cultures. WBAI is just such a wealth of information that can't be heard anywhere else. I have been listening to WBAI since high school, more decades than I care to mention, and it has always provided news that I need, news that I would be missing without WBAI. And that is why we need your support. That is why you need to support Ecologic. That is why you need to support WBAI. Please, show us how much you appreciate this type of programming by being a supporter. I guarantee you the appreciation will be mutual.
Those of you who have joined us from our Friday afternoon show will note that Donna Stein's voice has been absent in this segment. She can't be here live on Saturdays. We miss her live on air, but she is still a part of our collective and a co-producer.
We have a lot of history of good radio, and here we are at 6 a.m. on Saturdays. We want to know what you want to hear. We enjoy your input. Our phone number is 212-209-2877. So please, give us a call now. That's 212-209-2877.
So, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi. Good morning. My name is Angel. I kind of lucked into you guys now. I usually catch you on Fridays, but congratulations on your new spot. I just wanted to suggest I like the music you had. I'm with the New York City Labor Chorus, and I was able to travel with our group in 2020, when we visited Puerto Rico, and there's a concert there. And as part of our tour, we were able to visit a group in Adjuntas called Casa Pueblo. And that's been a 40 years of environmental activism in which they are installing solar installations throughout that town. And after Hurricane Maria, they were able to sustain many of the folks who needed insulin, et cetera. They had refrigeration because of the solar installation. So I would love to see a segment on that organization. And if possible, I would even be able to make connections with them for you guys.
That's great, Angel. Thanks. I work with Crowd Rescue HQ on Hurricane Maria. That was real tragedy.
Well, you can contact us through our website, ecoradio.org. So if anything you want us to know about, email us. www.ecoradio.org.
Yeah, I love that suggestion about Casa Pueblo, and we'll definitely follow through on that.
Thank you. Congratulations on your new spot.
Thanks.
Sean, anybody else?
Not at this time.
Not at this time.
Crowd Rescue HQ was really an interesting project. I know it started with Harvey in Houston, and that summer there was Harvey and Irma and Maria, and we at one point we had the only radio going into Puerto Rico with English and Spanish broadcasts. And just, seeing that map of how much, how many places didn't have electricity, didn't have really any infrastructure, it was...
Yeah. That reminds me of a story. When Hurricane Irene hit, Bayonne High School, which had solar panels... but the panels were tied to the grid. So Bayonne High School had no power. Now, my friend Tom installed those panels, and he told this story on Ecologic. And they called him back and said, "We're an evacuation center. Is there anything that you can do so that we have power for the next storm?" So he set it up, and Bayonne High School had a battery system that could sense when power was coming in. And if it didn't, the battery system would power the school. When Hurricane Sandy hit, Bayonne High School was the only place for miles that had electricity. Miles. Every emergency worker from miles around went to Bayonne High School to charge their equipment. And people charged their cell phones.
Yeah, I'm also thinking of the town in Florida this summer that survived with its solar panels.
A great way to differentiate between value and cost, all right? We know how much those solar panels cost, but the value, incalculable. How many lives did those emergency workers save because their equipment worked? And
I was at a press conference at City Hall in New York City, and a friend of mine who knew that story introduced me to the head of the Education Committee, Daniel Drum, and said, tell him that story. So I did. He whipped out a business card and said, please send that to me. I need it. Now, politicians don't usually tell people, I need this story or that. They need money. But I emailed that story right away. And he thanked me. And 2 weeks later, the 100 Solar Schools project was announced in New York City.
That's cool. That sounds like someone who really wanted to get something done and had to convince some fellow politicians.
So. Doesn't it? I ran into him at the St. Paul, St. Pat's for All March in Queens, right before COVID, I think, and thanked him for that. And he goes, no brainer. It's wonderful to see that happening. And SUNY, the State University of New York, is doing the same thing. It turns out that over 80% of all the people in New York State live near a SUNY campus. And most of those campuses are evacuation center. So they want to do the same thing as Bayonne High School. And it's already started at SUNY New Paltz. And it's going to spread to the other, they said 60 of the 62 campuses.
That's great. I also think of Andy Padian and the solar. No, was it Andy? Yeah, the solar panels over parking lots.
Oh, that's Lindsay Auden. Yeah, he's trying to get a bill passed to make it fast and easy to put solar panels over parking lots in state parks and other state-owned land. And the bill had a lot of support, but there was one guy who is angry at some other guy in the state legislature, and he won't release it from committee.
Always one guy.
And I think we better tie up the show because everything is taking longer because of all these pauses so that the echo doesn't completely interfere. So we're going to wrap it up. But thanks for joining us this morning. We are glad to have you with us for Ecologic at 6 a.m. live or on the archives. This has been a different sort of show, complete with echoes, appropriate for a different time, and we hope that you will stay with us.
We love to stay in touch with you. And it's important now that our time slot has changed. So those of you online, please go to www.ecoradio.org and sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our page. Enter Eco Logic.
Our website has information on a variety of environmental topics. So go to www.ecoradio.org. That's www.ecoradio.org.
WBAI is different from other radio stations. We're independent community radio. We need you for Ecologic and WBAI to exist.
Ecologic and WBAI continue to offer you environmental news, information, and entertainment. Ecologic at 6 a.m. includes more music and listener calls. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
To support Ecologic and have it be a win-win, you can choose from our many premiums. Most can be found both on ecologic.wbai.org or give to wbai.org. So go to ecologic.wbai.org, leave out the www, and donate in the name of Ecologic. To become a member or contribute monthly as a BAI buddy, call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We love to see those Ecologic BAI buddy pledges.
Most of the staff, including us, are volunteers. Pledging now during this show really helps Ecologic especially. Our thanks to our engineer, Sean Rhodes. We appreciate you, man. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert. Join us again next week for Ecologic at 6 a.m. And that's on Saturday, December 10th.
See the sun, how bright it shines on the nations of the earth. All who share this thing called life celebrate each day's rebirth.
So solar power, inexpensive energy. So
I'm in the middle of a social experiment to see whether it's possible to live in Manhattan and never leave my apartment.
One of the founders at WBAI of Freeform Radio, Larry Josephson, a Peabody Award-winning radio producer, pioneering Freeform Radio host, and a dad, Larry the J. He never planned to be a morning radio sensation.
I became kind of against the morning, and also against all the other morning men at the time. They were all treacle, you know, hi-ho. At 5 a.m, they were happy and energetic, and I wasn't. I was often depressed or tired.
But he was a sensation.
It started to attract more and more people, all by word of mouth. And at some point, maybe in the first year, all kinds of many members of the intelligentsia, the culture vultures, the arts mavens, started listening to my show. And it would call in, and it became a hit.
Join us Sunday, December 4th at 1 p.m. at Symphony Space for a memorial celebration of the late, great Larry Josephson. You'll need to mask up. Symphony Space is at 95th Street and Broadway in Manhattan. Or you can listen on the radio station where Larry first did his radio programs on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, streaming also at WBAI.org. That's December 4th at 1 p.m. Symphony Space, or right here on your radio station.
Breathe.
Brooklyn. I have no complaints on WBAI. I'm very happy with everything.
My name is Anthony. Is it possible to create an app? Would that help build up the base if someone could just put an app on their phone, click on it and get to BAI, like and get to other radio stations?
This is Rose from Flemington, New Jersey. There are a lot of young people. Is there any way we can provide them with some college credit for volunteering? And it doesn't have to be on Atlantic Avenue. They can get together and do it remotely. Am I making any sense?
If you'd like to add your thoughts to the ongoing conversation regarding the work of the WBAI Local Station Board, then tune in Tuesday, December 6th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the second report of 2022 from the WBAI Local Station Board. This month, you'll be introduced to various members of the board. They'll talk about their responsibilities, recent developments throughout the network, and ask you for your ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. Please keep in mind, this is your chance to interact with the board members on the show, so don't let this opportunity pass you by. Again, that's Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the second report of 2022 from the WBAI Local Station Board. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
WBAI accepts snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at WBAI.org/donate-your-car. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR or visit WBAI.org/donate-your-car.
David Kenny of Everything Old Is New Again, every Sunday night at 10,
Please join me then, and please support WBAI at our brand new old number, which is 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. Hey, it's our old number.